This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's prime minister says the military is deepening its fight against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, despite U.S. calls for Israel to curb civilian casualties in Gaza and international pressure for a ceasefire in the face of overwhelming casualties there. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Israeli forces have expanded their ground offensive into urban refugee camps in central Gaza. In a video message, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling Hamas, "We have fighters on the ground, sometimes also underground, and we have eyes in the sky. We see you and we will get you." The offensive has produced scenes of chaos at Gaza's hospitals. The World Health Organization's Sean Casey.
Health capacity is at about 20% of what it was 80 or so days ago. So almost all of the hospital beds, almost all of the hospital services have stopped functioning.
As for those that are still in operation,
there's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Turkey's defense minister says the military has hit more than 70 sites linked to Kurdish groups in Syria and northern Iraq in aerial strikes launched in retaliation for the deaths of 12 Turkish soldiers in Iraq. Yasser Guler said Wednesday at least 59 militants were killed in the strikes as well as in clashes. On Friday, militants affiliated with the banned Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, attempted to infiltrate a Turkish base in northern Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region, killing six soldiers. Six others were killed in clashes the following day. The PKK has led a decades-long insurgency in Turkey and is considered a terror organization by Turkey's Western allies. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Ukraine and Russia are using drones on the battlefields in Ukraine, and according to U.S. military experts, small drone armies could be a routine feature of modern warfare, but the global development of lethal autonomous weapon systems are raising some concerns. VOA's Maya Kay reports.
Some of the drones being used on Ukrainian battlefields have autonomous capabilities and are equipped with artificial intelligence-enabled munitions that can identify, track, and attack targets without human intervention. Jacobson says that autonomy raises some ethical concerns about machines making the decision to kill.
Because of the complex EW environment, it's so hard to maintain data links, there's a greater and greater push towards autonomy, where drones could fly themselves and make some of their own decisions. That very quickly runs into ethical concerns.
According to Pentagon, even if drones have the capability now, the U.S. military will always exercise what it calls appropriate levels of human judgment before any force is used. But they say you can't count on other combatants to do the same. Maya Kay, VOA News, Washington.
Michigan Supreme Court is keeping former President Donald Trump on the state's primary election ballot. The court said Wednesday it will not hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling from groups seeking to keep Trump from appearing on the ballot. Wednesday's ruling follows a December 19th decision by a divided Colorado Supreme Court, which said Trump is ineligible to be president after his role in the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Michigan's high court says it is, quote, not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by this court. Trump hailed the order, calling attempts to keep him off the ballot a, quote, pathetic gambit. The famous Parisian landmark, the Eiffel Tower, is closed while workers strike on the 100th anniversary of its founder's death. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
On the day that marks 100 years since the death of its creator, Gustave Eiffel, the Paris monument was shut down to visitors. The reason? Workers at the tower were on strike over contract negotiations. However, tourists can still access the glass-enclosed esplanade beneath the tower, but access to the 984-foot landmark itself is closed until further notice, according to an Eiffel Tower spokesperson. I'm Karen Shamas.
A Tokyo court has ruled that only the operator of the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant had to pay damages to dozens of evacuees, relieving the government of responsibility. Plaintiffs criticized the ruling as belittling their suffering and the severity of the disaster. The decision on Tuesday comes as at a time Japan's government accelerates reactor restarts to maximize nuclear energy to meet decarbonization targets, while seeking to tone down the impact of the nuclear disaster 13 years ago, and its memory gradually fades. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.